Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia. We're talking about politics today. We're going to get into politics. But there's a few things we want to talk about in reference to politics, a few questions we need to ask ourselves. One of the questions is, should we get involved in politics? Well, that's a big question. Politics is the art of compromise, and that's something that we should learn how to do, because, you know, this is a big, ever-changing world, and you don't always get your way. Sometimes you're going to have compromise, compromise for this, compromise for that. And compromising is an art. So you compromise to get the best you can out of the deal. It's like, I guess it's like being a salesman, you know. You're negotiating so you can get the best price. Negotiating to get the best agreement that you can. And that's what you sell for until it's time to negotiate and do it again, you know. But we're talking about politics. Now, should we get involved in politics? Yeah, right now, the political arena is what's generating the rules and the laws. And it's the laws and the rules and people's ability to follow the laws and the rules. It's what makes a society great or a society terrible. You know, actually, and sometimes it can be both, because it depends on what side of the rule you're on. You know, I always have to go back to somebody like Hitler in Germany. Now, the Germans on the side of the rule, everything was great, chicken in every pot. They were doing good, and they were out there stealing, robbing, murdering, taking people's stuff. So the people that were on the side of the rule of German, Germany was a terrible place to be, awful, you know? And so it depends on who's running things, what's going on. Now, one of the biggest mistakes they made was to allow Germany to fall back under a dictatorship, because that's a terrible thing to have, a dictatorship. Because you're looking at the life of the dictator, and if you get a good dictator, you know, things will be going great. But people don't live forever. And when he's gone, then things begin to sour, change, and people begin to think they're better than everybody else and start making the rules. We have a little classroom where these people go over here, those people go over there, you know. And they start being in terms of slavery, you know, you need to work, you need to be my slave and come cook, clean, and watch me. And if you're in good standing, they'll pay you. If not, and they'll make you do it for free. So we have to really think about what's going on in politics and how we handle in politics. And politics is very important, and we have to know exactly what the political arena offers us and what we're doing in the political arena. The question on the board is, should we get involved in politics? Absolutely yes. You know? Let's just deal with the structure of this country for a minute. It's stuff that they're not teaching you. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with trust, you know? Well, trust is the system of handling your affairs. And right now, this government is the trust. And the people that are born here are trustees. And the people that you vote for to run government, they're trust managers. That's why they have to take the oath to follow the indenture agreement with the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? Most of us don't even know the Constitution, because the only time we need the Constitution when stuff is going wrong. So wait a minute. Did they do that to us? You know, let's check the Constitution and see what's going on, you know? So it's kind of interesting. So, you know, they made amendments. Some things had to be changed because the Constitution just wasn't fair to a lot of people that were here, because the white male population, okay, that was in control of the Constitution. They didn't write it, but they was in control of it. And under their control, they felt as though that they were better, and some people should be in a subservient position to them. And they used the Constitution to bring that about. But what I'm saying is that that's not what the Constitution is all about. Because how can you, if then the Constitution says all men are created equal, how can you have some people that are subservient to others in a country with that type of mindset? So the people that wrote the Constitution, so my President Hanson, and I don't know which one or who all was involved with the writing, because we don't get, they don't teach Black history too much in school. They lean to white history. Most of the white history is civilized. care a lot about the about culture, lies about what's going on. So we don't really know about history and what the Hanks did and great work they achieved in doing it, you know? So they wrote about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, believe it or not. They try to give credit to everybody but the people that actually did it, which is what they do in politics. They say, well, they say the winner makes the law. The winner writes the history. So they have to consider themselves the winner. They've been writing history, although the ones that were writing history aren't the winners. That's the strangest thing about this whole thing. Losers, which is the South, the Confederacy, they lost the war. I mean, they got their little butt kicked, you know, and they lost the war. So they went into the political arena, whereas you can fight without pulling out your gun, which is a good idea. Or we'll be at war with each other for 10 years fighting killing each other, although they are doing that now. But it would be a total war, like civil war, which that's something we don't want to bring about again. But in reality, we've been under a white mob rule for the last 90 years. Nowhere on the planet can you have statues and pictures of the people that fought against you in a war. Nowhere on the planet, you know? They got military bases named after them and everything else. That's because the Confederacy went into the political arena with an agenda to keep things as close as possible to where they were before the Civil War. You follow what I'm saying? And this is what they've been trying to do. But now during that time, they kept people illiterate. People couldn't read, couldn't write. They wouldn't let women involved in politics. Black people couldn't involve in politics. They were blocking every doggone thing because they just wanted them and their little narrow-minded selves to run everything. And it's not a good picture based on what they did. Now, because of the other factions here working with the country and not giving up because of the things that they were doing, pushing and prodding the country to do better with the marching and the different movements to make things better. Even women had to get out. Their own wives had to get out on the street and march so that they could have the right to vote. You know? That's how bad that slavery mindset is, you know? So we really don't want that type of mind running nothing. You know, we need to come out against them every chance that we get because we need to vote against that type of mindset because it's not really doing us no good to have these evil, see, that's what we call evil. Anything that impedes the progress, the natural progress of people, that's evil, you know? But that's against that's actually against the laws of nature. So right now, I don't know if I should use the term laws of nature because according to the Bible, we're actually beyond nature. So we actually make up our own laws and rules. That's the nature of God. God can make up his own laws and rules, which is what we've been doing. And what makes something good or evil is the rules that you put on it, you know? One day you're driving at 50 miles an hour and the next day, you're driving at 70 miles an hour, and then they change the rules so you can't drive at 50 miles an hour. You get pulled over because you committed some kind of evil driving at 50 miles an hour because somebody changed the rules. You see what I'm saying? So it's the rules that make things good or bad. And this is what we're dealing with in a society like this, especially in any society. It's the rules that make things good or bad. So we don't want one mind, one person, dictating to the entire country what they should and should not do. I think that the people should have some say in what's going on. That's just my opinion. I think the people should have some kind of say in what's going on, and that's why President Hanson set the system up the way they set it up, so that the people can have some type of control over the people that are running things. Because, you know, power, people get in there and get that power, man, and it will literally throw them off when they get that power. So you have to be careful about allowing one person to have too much power, okay? And if the Second World War and the First World War teach us anything, you know, a few people having too much power will eventually lead to destruction because the greed kicks in. And this is where they got the strongest military, and you mess with them, they come after you, you know, killing, murdering, maiming, it doesn't matter. But if you got something that they want, and they feel as though you don't have the military might to protect it, they come in and take it. We can go all over the planet where indigenous people were once they got their little bombs and missiles and stuff, and they just taking stuff. And now the people are starting to build up against the one tribe taking their stuff. And that's the white tribe has been taking people's stuff here, you know, or influencing takeover with within the other tribes. And people are getting tired of it, and they're starting to build up against it. So they're building up their own military, you know, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, all those places, you know, places in Africa. And what they're doing in Somalia is just unconscionable, you know. What they're doing in Somalia, but hey, that's what they're doing, you know. And unless you get involved with politics, unless you have some people in there that can talk for your mindset or your group's mindset, then things are going to stay the same, you know. And things need to change or this country will not survive. And it's important, I know some of you might not like this, but it's important that this country survive. Very important. Because this country have to be the model for freedom. It has to be. And if this country go away, I don't know who's going to pick up the mound as a model for freedom, you know? We can't look to Britain for it. Because they still got the king and queen situation where the king and queen is top dog. And that's a bad system. I'm glad they set up the parliament and all that stuff to make it a little better so people have some kind of sense on what's going on, you know? But as it stands right now, we can't use that as a model of freedom because the king and queen system, it's not a good system when you have one child so much smarter and better than a family that's coming that's in their family, but that child will never get the rule because they're not part of the queen and king's bloodline. And I think that's tragic, you know, because we need a broader type of mindset coming in so we have a stronger base to do things, you know. These are just my opinions right now. So we're talking about politics. This is the day. Wednesday, we'll be talking about politics every Wednesday. And as long as everything's going pretty good like it's going now, even screening shut down, so that's good. Okay, now politics is what? What is politics? Why are everybody so bent on getting involved in politics? Politics is the art of compromise. It will keep you from literally picking up guns, run out in the street, killing each other. That's what politics is about. And the people that you vote on to run the political arena for you, okay, they're supposed to be making sure, you know, that we're dealing with freedom and justice and equality. That's what's supposed to be going on, you know. And we have to make sure and remind them that that's why they're in there. And if they stop doing what they were voted on to do, then, hey, we can get them out of here, you know. And I think that's well and good. So the democratic system is pretty good. The biggest problem is that the people with the power begin to rig the elections, begin to lock up people. Like what's going on in Russia. He's locking up anybody that runs against him. He's locking them up, throwing them in jail, bringing charges against them, anything he can to keep them out of the arena from running against him because I think the people get pretty much getting tired of Putin up there, and they want somebody, anybody in there to get him out of office because this guy has been in there for 20 years. That's a long time to be in office. You know, he was in 8 years, skipped 4, and come back again for another 8. that's 16 years plus the 4 years that he had a little puppet in there. You know what I mean? That's a 20-year stretch. So do we want one person running our lives for 20, 30 years without getting some fresh minds in it, some fresh thinking in there? What can I tell you, you know? So the vetting process that the country has is grueling and costs a lot of money, you know, to literally run for president, more than the people actually running for president, more than they can just dish out, or more than someone can dish out, because someone got so much money, it's unbelievable. But they tend to get the money from you, you know what I mean? They depend on you for donations or whatever. All of them are rich millionaires, all of them. But they come to the people to pay for everything that they're doing. They don't pay for it out of their own pocket, you know? And it's easier for a million people to put up $10 than for one person to put up $10 million. See, a million people can do $10 a week. See, that's $10 million a week. But one person doing $10 million a week, that gets a little tough. You follow what I'm saying? So this is why the system works the way it works. That's how it was set up in the Bible under Moses, you know, the Levites. They took 10% from the people. Because it's easy for all the people to give up a little bit of money than for Moses and them to try to do it all out of their pocket. A little hard, you know? But now, when you're working like that, you have to be mindful of how these people are getting it now. You're bringing the election, so you have a great job, create this situation. All this is part of the political arena. And this is what we're talking about today. We're dealing with the political arena. Should we get involved in politics? Yes, we should. Politics is very important in your life. But now, yeah, politics is very important in your life. So if we're dealing with politics, we're dealing with how much things cost and what kind of import and export things that's going on, you know, overseas, and how are we dealing with other countries? Are we setting up trade with other countries? What's the commerce like on the sea, you know, because we're under commercial law, so what type of commerce and how things, you know, all this is coming through politics. You see what I'm saying? And you elect people that are supposed to know what they're doing. They help you out because everybody don't want to be in politics, but you have to pay attention to politics. Whether you're going to be a politician or not, you need to know what these guys are doing. Like you know about the football players and basketball players and hockey players. You know what they're doing. So if you know what they're doing, you're paying attention to what they're doing, even though you're not trying to run down a basketball court or run out there skating with a hockey puck in your hand, you know, playing golf. But you still need to be paying attention to what's going on in the political arena. It's important. Because all of the stuff that you're doing that's not political is a distraction to keep you from paying attention to what's really going on and what's really going on in the life, the political arena and the church. You know, you can't count off the church because the church literally controls the secular world. It don't seem like it, but it does. You know what I mean? It's kind of amazing how things go. It ain't no coincidence that Biden had the sway of allegiance on the Bible. Why on the Bible? Why on history books? Or something else? What's the significance of the Bible? You know what I'm saying? Letting people know on the down low that the religious secular actually run the secular world, you know? And that's what's going on. They be paying attention. And normally when evil come at you, they come at you as they come at you fair seeming, like they the greatest thing on the planet, you know, when evil comes at you. But you have to be mindful of what's keeping evil in check. And right now, the political arena keeps evil in check. And if evil gets total control, political realm, like Hitler did, we're in trouble, okay? We're in trouble. And the only way it can be balanced is you're paying attention. You have to be paying attention to what these guys are doing. Once they get into power, man, you know, if you want to just get a quick understanding of the type of treatment, you know, a powerful person yet. All you have to do is go on YouTube and look at what they do, the preparation, what they have to do to bring Joe Biden into another country. All the preparations, the C-130s, the planes, the helicopters, I mean, the cars. It costs a lot of money to move this guy around because you got to remember, hold on for a second. You have to remember that this country is all over the world stealing and taking people's stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just making a plan. We're all over the world stealing and taking people's stuff. Okay? Now, when we went into Vietnam, they did not come here and attack us at all. We went after their stuff. In Iraq, Afghanistan, they did not attack us at all. We went after their stuff. Okay? That's what's going on. And these people are saying, look, you calling us the villain, but you're over here stealing our oil and stuff, you know? That's what's going on. So when the president comes through, you got a lot of people that want this man dead. A lot of people all over the planet because of what they've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Even Barack Obama, he's going to sanction weapons and stuff to Saudi Arabia, and they're in there attacking Somalia and stuff. You know, I know a lot of Somalians would like to see him in a car. That's what I'm saying. Because of some of the policies and stuff that he's doing. So he needs strong security when he moves around. But when you move like that and you have that much attention drawn to you based on who you are, that can make you drunk. I mean, you can get drunk on that kind of stuff, you know? And that brings us to the next question. We're talking about this guy, Donald Trump, right? I understand why this man did not want to give up what he had being president. It's been an amazing adventure, you know, the way they have the protocols and things set in place. Absolutely amazing. I mean, if I was president, I would like to stay president for 10, 15 years myself because of the power. I mean, you can get drunk in there with so much dealing with that power and people kowtowing, yes, sir, saluting, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's absolutely amazing, you know. So if you get a chance, go on YouTube and look at what they do to bring the president into another country. I was impressed, you know, with what they did, bringing the planes in with the helicopters, and they have the security with the helicopters going from one place to another and the cars. It's absolutely amazing. It costs a lot of money to do that. So that's what we have to realize, too. It costs a lot of money to move these politicians around. Now, you voted for them because they're running the country for you, so they get perks, try to give them as much as possible so they don't be in there stealing, but they be in there stealing anyway, you know. they be stealing the money. I'm not just saying Republicans, Democrats, all of them, but not all of them, but on both sides of the aisle, they be in there stealing and taking the money and doing things that they ain't got no business doing, you know what I mean? Because the crooks are coming. They're the ones that believe in the dog-eat-dog culture. The ones that believe in the dog-eat-dog culture, they'll do whatever they have to do to win, to get what they got to get. It ain't no big deal for them. They'll kill you, your mother, and everybody else. You know what I mean? They don't care. You know, the ones that are functioning under the dog-eat-dog culture, those are the ones that you have to watch out for. The ones that are under reap-what-you-sow culture, they'll give a break because they don't want that to come back to them. So they'll give a break. So right now, we have people that are pushing from the read what you soul culture against the people that are pushing from the dog eat dog culture. And right now, the Republicans, they're in the dog eat dog bag, and they're doing whatever they have to do to maintain that little power that they got. You know, to stay in power. You know, gerrymandering, they're changing the votes around it, whatever they have to do. You know, here you got Donald Trump. He lost the election. Telling people he didn't lose, he really won, that we stole it from him. The man has 70 million votes. It's just that Biden has so much many more. The guy lost. He said, well, my vote didn't count. Your vote didn't count. 70 million. 70 million, y'all. Your vote didn't count. Challenge your vote. It just wasn't enough. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened, you know? And Al Gore, the votes for Al Gore were so close, if I understand, just one electoral college vote made the difference in him losing. And that was the one that the president who won, Bush's brother, was in charge of. So that was a little suspicious there. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, he ran out of time. He didn't have time to pursue it. So Al Gore, being the man who was, said, okay, y'all got that. I lost. I stepped down. And they made a peaceful transition. That's how it was supposed to go. That's what Trump was supposed to do. But did he do that? No, he didn't do that. You know what I mean? He's still telling people he won. You know what I mean? He won nothing. He lost his ball and his lying stuff. All right, and with that, I'm going to go into the commercial here a little bit. You know, this is Elohim Fire Tribe, the Constellation of Cyrus Radio presents Elohim Speaks from 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 on your dial if you want to give us a shout-out or talk or something, and you'll actually, I'll hit 1, open up the mic. Now, we don't use your name unless you ask it to. We use the last 4 digits of the phone number, and that one, then you know that we're talking to you, that your mic is open. If you have a comment or something you want to say, you can go ahead and say it, okay? Now we're talking about Monday, we're dealing with, I gotta revise this. Monday we're dealing with Society News, okay? Tuesday we're dealing with Tomorrow Constricted, the Secret Doctrine, the reading out of that book. Wednesday, which today we're talking about politics. Thursday, which tomorrow we're dealing with economics. Friday, we're dealing with health. Saturday, we are dealing with Legacy of a Nation, Black History, which we're dedicating to our brother, Milton McIntyre, who's the host of Legacy of a Nation for quite a while. And he may transition funding, in fact, soon and tomorrow, and that the church, you know, a couple blocks from the high school. Those who want more information about that, just text me. 215-758-1723, and I'll send you the obituary thing, you know, and that way you can, you know, make a tune if you want. It's tomorrow, 11 o'clock, okay? Now we have How Do We Pay For This Radio Stuff and all that. We sell gossip. We sell CDs. I have a CD on the market, a book on the market. The CD is the Gospel CD, Jesus Is Coming CD, the link is CD Baby, CD4/CD4/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. You check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ Contract, Jesus Is Coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? Yeah, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time. Out of the God of his womb. So you sit out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The God you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess. You don't get that chance from us. You need those babies. Just remember, it takes 2 to make them, brother. It takes 2 to take care of them, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, The Lost Scriptures, Part 2, Thousands Come. I call the number for that, TCCA, Toronto Church of Christ in the Lord, just give us a call. 215-758-1703. I think that's from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Just give us a call for more copies of the book. Or you can go on Amazon, Walmart, some of the other places that actually sell the book, and they have the CD. The CD is on the market. That's what you do. Amazon, Walmart, Spotify, you can. If you just want to listen to the CD, you can just go on YouTube, type in Elohim 10 track. You can listen to the CD if you want to, okay? Now, don't forget our website. We have a website set up, Elohim 5 Tribes, Society of Love. That's our website, okay? We'll be having a few items on there that you can buy to help us out. You know, if you want to make a donation, help us out, keep us on the radio, you can do that too, okay? Just go to our site and the links will be there. Now, we're still building the site, so there's still things we're adding and putting into the site to keep that going. That'll be great, you know. Now, the Legacy of a Nation show we're hosting on Saturday from 8 to 9. It's Black History, okay? And for the rest, everything is dedicated. We're dedicating all our radio programs to Brother Mac, Milton McIntyre. We really appreciate him, and he's going to be missed. Trust me. Let's give a shout out to my sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kenitra 11. She has a spoken word, and she has a really good spoken word. So we're going to listen to her speak. That's on YouTube. I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Lightshark. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on, she's on YouTube. Nikki Lavina. The calling number is 909-749-8626. You can also get on the website, www.mandinkra.com. Okay? That's WNAMANDABIARA.com. So just give us a call. 8626, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 out of Philadelphia. That's the UNIA and the organization that's set up by Mark Starvin. That's the UNIA ACL, 1918 and 1920 out of the world. We meet every week for more information. Contact President Mark B. at UNIA 267-822-2320, okay? And Brother Mark will hook you up, all right? And also, I'd like to give a shout out to RDG Industries, that's UNIA. They're offering land to build in Africa. RDG Industries, and they're designer clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor made outfit or land, just call 619-685828. I'd like to give a shout out to Kismo Electronics. That's electric company. They do industrial electricity. They put in sockets, lights. You need a new alarm system, they put your alarm system in. They do pretty good work. It's not a fun company. I want to give them a shout out. I would like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T.E.E. Thornton. He has an old school style in Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on my just Google YouTube, Heaven 2019 TEE dot Thornton. For more information, just call 267-259-4077, okay? And also I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Pennsylvania Academy. That's the licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse. She's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Pennsylvania has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8356 and 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our email address is taylorpennsylvianaacademy@gmail.com. I also give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355, and Dr. Bill, his number is 61-561-3864. Give these guys a call on. If you don't have these guys on speed dial, you deserve what you get. Now, nobody deserves to be sick. But if you give these guys a call, don't worry. Be helpful, okay? Now, let's get back to the topic at hand. We are dealing with politics today, all right? Also, I'd like to just mention the website again, Elohim Bob's Tribe, Body of Love. You can go there and check us out. And we will have items up for sale on the site soon. So we're building the site. So keep checking on the site and stay in tune with us so you know what we're doing and what's going on with that. Okay? Actually, the next question is, what do you think about Donald Trump? I don't see no ones going up, but he's clicking in. So, well, those that are on the line, I thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it as usual. I don't think very much of Mr. Trump based on what he's done and what he's trying to do now. He's very much disrupted the flow of the country, although the country needed it, but not in the way he did it. This is just my personal opinion that I'm giving off right now, okay? I think that he could have done a better job with everything, you know. But I'm was bothering me is that I really think he did the best he could. And the best he could was pretty bad. That's what bothered me. If he really did the best he could, and with the job he did, I'm saying, oh my goodness, if that's the best he can do, we would have a real problem if this man hadn't got another 4 years. And I gotta remember, we lost 630,000 people on his watch. Right? Now, naturally, he didn't invent the virus, but his attitude toward the virus was a problem. Okay, telling people that it was a hoax and that the Democrats trying to go against him, which was crazy. Telling people not to wear masks, that we're taking their freedom away from them by having them put on a mask. Now, before I got my shot, I wore masks everywhere. And when they checked me, I didn't have corona. I didn't have the virus. And I believe that if the people had been wearing those masks, we could have cut their death toll in half. That's just my opinion, too. And I really think that would be the case, you know? And so he politicized everything up against them. It's crazy the way he ran the country. I just disagree with the way he ran it, you know? And if he did the best he could, I feel bad for the people that's following him, you know, because that's the best he could do, somebody like that. You know, you're in trouble. I think Trump is part of the doggy dog culture. That's where he's coming from, you know? Based on the way he ran his businesses and where he's done things, he's locked into that doggy dog bag, you know? And I really didn't like the job he did. For us. I don't know the man personally. I can't say I don't like him. I don't like the job he did. This is what I'm saying. Now, Biden is like the other side of the coin, you know? They're both politicians, so they both want the same coin, but, you know, two sides of the same coin. Now, Biden, he's functioning from the root, which is culture. And he's trying to bring some kind of prosperity, some kind of reciprocity, some kind of justice to people that are in this country. He's trying to do things with the people in mind, you know? Suppose this is my children. Suppose this is my couple. Suppose this is my family out there, you know? Even with the way he handled the border thing, you know? He started uniting families. I think they're doing a good job. You know, people that's coming, they come every year. So I don't care who's president. They come every year. So they've been making a big deal out of it and trying to force Kamala Harris to go to the border. But I never went to the border. She don't have to go. They're solving a problem at the border. There's no reason for her to go down there. She got people down there that report to her what's going on. So she didn't have to go. You know, she went to satisfy, the media, which is in Republican hands right now. But if I was her, I'm just saying, you know. Now, I like the job Biden's doing so far, I think that the Democrats are, they've fallen short of what they could be doing. They could be doing so much more quicker. And I think that they need to do more. I'm not satisfied with Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. I have a problem with them, which, you know, I want to talk about that, but I have a problem with them and the job that they're doing. But now, I'm not a politician. I'll be paying attention to what they're doing. But I'm not in the arena. So I say I'm not satisfied with what they're doing, but I have to do more research because you never know until you walk in person's shoes just how hard it is out there. Well, we've been in that because we have friends and groups and stuff that we were at, churches and all that stuff that we be hanging with. And look at all the problems we have in that little arena there. And they're on a political street with the big boys. And the big boys play rough. So I don't like the work they're doing, but I'm not sure if they could be doing better or not. I'm not sure because of the atmosphere, what's going on, what's happening. I don't know if Biden, Kamala Harris has something to do with the way they're moving. So there's a lot of things that the Democrats are dropping the ball on some things, and we'll have to see from Republicans. He's still trying to get the Republicans to work with him, but if what's his name? I forget the guy's name, that's the minority speaker of the House, Mitch McConnell. If he's telling them, we're not going to work with you, period. Okay? This is what he's telling them. But I think what Biden is trying to do was let his supporters know that he would work with them if they come up with some kind of plan. It's like with the health care plan. 14 years, they've been talking about getting rid of the health care plan that President Obama set up. They haven't come up with a plan. You see what I'm saying? It's one thing to try to get rid of something, but you need to have a plan to replace it. And they haven't come up with a health care plan themselves. They just kind of take away from the plan that's here, and they don't have no plan to replace it. So this is what they've been doing. So they have to, if they're going to get back on the good graces of the people, they got to step up and start doing something, you know? See how that goes. You know, that's, I think, the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's like night and day. I mean, this guy hit the street running. They slowed him down. He couldn't go. In fact, he's still trying to get some of his people in place right now. He's running with our full squad out there, you know, and the job is, and I think he did quite a job, you know, and the people that are convinced that mask wearing and the vaccine is wrong, they're the ones that are dying right now in the middle of the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? So the evidence speaks for itself. They got to step up and do what they have to do. I've been vaccinated. I really wasn't rushing to get it done. But I spent 3 days in the hospital, so because of some black heart, something that they found. So I spent a couple of days so they can watch me a little bit. And I took the shot. I took the Pfizer vaccine. You know what I mean? And, well, I don't have the urge to bite nobody in the neck. So I don't think I'm turning into a zombie just yet. But I took the vaccine. I got both shots. And my arm was sore for a few days when I took the second shot. But right now, I'm okay. You know, I seem to be okay. So everything's going pretty much okay. You know, so we'll see how that goes. So as far as I can tell right now, it's okay to take the vaccine. Well, the Pfizer vaccine, that's the one I suggest you to take. A Moderna, that's a whole different thing. And they have so many problems with the Johnson and Johnson vaccine. I don't know if it's because they say it's a racial thing. I have no idea. But the science is the science. You know, once you put the science on it, and the scientists are telling the truth, because, you know, you got some scientists that rely according to the money, you know, especially some of the people that's with the CDC, dealing with the drugs and stuff, you know. They'll put something on the market, like that opioid thing that they put on the market. They knew that stuff was going to addict people and have people going crazy. But it's something that the drug boards call acceptable loss. I call them what they are. They're drug dealers. And we have to keep that in mind when we're dealing with these pills and all that kind of stuff that they're giving us. These guys are drug dealers, and they will accept a certain amount of deaths to make this money off what they're selling out there, you know? That's a reality, you know? They're drug dealers. Think in terms of them as drug dealers, okay? Some of the drugs they put out are beneficial, you know, even with the side effects. It's worth the risk. If you're not eating properly, and as long as you're on a 3-meal-a-day diet, you're not eating properly, trust me, you know? Because 3-meal-a-day diet was designed to have you on drugs about 40 to 50. And most of us are on some kind of pill for the rest of our lives when we get to a certain age, okay? Now, the next thing that we have on our mind is, does the president's office make a difference? Boy, do it make a difference. We really find that out between the last 4 years and now. We really find it out that president in that office makes a big difference. But now we also realize, too, after the Obama administration, the president needs support. You got to get out there and vote for those senators and congressmen and the judges in the area and all that stuff and the governors. You got to vote. You got to get out there and help them run government. That's what having a vote means. It means that you have a way to move government in the right direction. That's what you're supposed to be doing, because you are a trustee of a trust, which is the indenture agreement to your trust is the Constitution. All people that you vote in office have to take an oath toward the Constitution to uphold the indenture agreement. That's important because that's what keeps us from picking up the guns and killing each other. That's all I'm saying. Even though the Second Amendment allows us to have the gun, but you know, certain things balance. There's a balance going on, and we have to maintain that balance. And the Constitution is what balances the government. Other than that, it'd be chaos out here. It'd be back in the old days with the cowboys, you know, calling people on the street high noon, draw, you know. That's how they were getting their justice, you know. Well, self-defense, you know. Well, self-defense, if you're both in the street with a gun, you say draw, you shoot him first, fence, because if you didn't shoot him, he would shoot you, or they would shoot you, you know. So, so the Constitution is very important for the government, for the country. Now, one thing that you have to get through your mind, this is very important, and this is coming straight from Elohim, which is me. You have to make sure that this country survives. Hello? I'm going to say that again. You have to make sure that this country, you have to make sure that there's something wrong on the screen here. You have to make sure that this country survives. It's very important because this is supposed to be the melting pot. This country was started by the founding fathers, President Hanson and them. I ain't talking about Joe Washington. They ain't founding fathers or not. They founding crooks. I'm talking about President Hanson and them. They set the whole system up, colonists and all that. They bring some kind of reciprocity to the people so they can all get along and work under one government. And so what I'm saying is that if this country survives, and do what it's supposed to do. Now, this country don't have to survive. I'm telling you, it ain't. You think it's all powerful, but it ain't. This country can go by the wayside. You know what I'm saying? So this country, the way Biden and them is pushing the country in the direction that Biden and them is pushing the country in, the country has a good chance to survive. You feel me? I mean, you have like the Model Man Arabs. They ruled in that area for almost 1,000 years before they went. You follow what I'm saying? They didn't lose real power until the First World War and Second World War. That's when they knocked them off, but they were losing power all the time. Them off during the First World War, Second World War, the Moors. They ruled Britain and Spain for quite a while, you know. It took the Britonians 800 years to get out from under Moorish rule, you know. So I'm just saying, you know. So governments and systems don't last forever. Egypt used to be the most powerful country on the planet. They're not that right now, okay? They're kind of weak out there. You know, look at Persia, which is Iran. Persia used to be powerful, real powerful. That was Iran. They're not there no more, you know. Iran ain't so powerful no more, you know, especially after the United States. Got their little people in there to run the country, the Shah. He's the puppet for the United States. Signed all kind of agreements that, you know, that the people really didn't want him to sign, especially that the nuclear agreement. That was really stupid for him to sign that, you know. Everybody got nuclear weapons. Look at Israel. Israel got nuclear weapons over there. You know, ain't nobody saying nothing about them having nuclear weapons. You know, why? You feel me? You know, it's just something to think about, you know. And if Israel got nuclear weapons, they even got nuclear stuff. You follow what I'm saying? And what they're doing to the Palestinians is pitiful. After coming out of Germany, to treat people like that, you know what I mean? Somebody's not learning their lesson, and they're going to have to repeat that lesson again if they don't wake up. You know what I mean? They don't really control what's going on. The universal culture is root what you sow. And you have to pay for the stuff that you did, you know? You have to say, well, why we got put in slavery? You put people in slavery when you was in control. Come on, black folk. You know what I mean? We know the truth about history. You had slaves. You put people in slaves when you had control. Well, it wasn't bad. Hey, tell that to the slave, you know? Slavery is slavery. You can put somebody in jail in a doggone hotel suite. Still jail. It's not as bad, but it's still jail. Person sitting there can't get out, you know? So, you know, yeah, you have to pay for what you did. And that's what I'm saying. That's how the universe works. So if we can push this country in the right direction, all right, and have it be more about justice and reciprocity and all that kind of stuff, then this country can last a long time. You know what I'm saying? And white folks, you got to understand, you are not a majority here. Hello? You are not a majority here. There's five tribes here. You're one-fifth of the population, planet-wise, everywhere else you are. You're one-fifth of the population. There's four-fifths of the population here with you. And if you keep attacking all four-fifths of the population, you're going to always be a minority here because you are a minority here. You know what I mean? We know you're a minority. You just got to realize that you're a minority as things go along. But you represent one-fifth of the five. That's why we call us the Elohim Five Tribes. Each tribe represents one-fifth of the population. And we're now the two top end of the tribe have to be careful about who you're sleeping with. I'm just going to say it. Because of jet black, you jet black, and you sleep with a white person, that baby ain't coming out jet black. And if you white and you sleep with a jet black person, that baby is not coming out white. Okay? So we're losing the white person and we're losing the black person when you two get together. The other ones in between, it's hit and miss. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that much. But the jet black person and that little creamy white person, you know, a little pink person, y'all should stay within y'all race. Well, y'all should stay within your tribe. And the jet black person, y'all should stay within y'all tribe. I suggest that y'all don't mix because you're losing both sides, okay? With that, we're almost out of time. And something's starting to happen to my screen. I don't know what's going on here with the screen. But we almost out of time here. So, we almost out of time. So I like to say I walk the path of divine energy and all the energy I put out today, I eagerly and briefly return. So let it be written. So let it be done. I don't even know what kind of time we got here. I can't even see the clock here. Oh, we got 2 minutes. Okay. With that, I'd like to thank everybody that called in, everybody on the line. For those who are listening around the planet, you know what I mean? Step up for freedom, step up for justice, step up for equality, okay? This is your brother Elohim speaking. We want you to, five tribes, listen to me carefully. Five tribes have to work together. It's important. We lost the whole planet because the five tribes were building up arms to protect themselves against each other. Okay? To protect themselves against the other tribe. We don't want that to happen to this planet. We have enough power now to wipe out the surface of the planet. Okay? You don't want to do that. And a lot of these virus stuff, they turn them into chemical weapons. The diseases, they turn them into they're weaponizing all the diseases. Smallpox, everything. So they're in the lab studying now, trying to make weapons out of them. So you have to push your leaders for freedom, justice, and equality for everybody. There's enough money in this country so that no person, period, should be homeless or sleeping on the street or without food. It's not supposed to happen. Just the churches alone got enough money to end poverty in this country. You understand what I'm saying? But they're buying $5 million houses and $300,000 cars. They can ride around and buy these $1 million jets and stuff. You know, it don't have to be like that. You know, that's not what the intention of the leaders that you say you're following, spiritual leaders, whatever their name was, you know, Jesus Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever their name was, that wasn't the intention. Okay? And with that, I'd like to say thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And we'll be here tomorrow, same time. So come in and check us out. Remember, love is the act. Make sure we see you good. Go have a good day. Much love.